He's the voice of the Valley. Hudson Valley Focus with Tom Sipas on The Beacon.
8:06 on Hudson Valley Focus on The Beacon. Well, it is a Marmo Monday, and it's now time to switch over to
going to the letter Z.
We didn't come up with...
I came up with Marmo Monday months ago.
I thought he did.
And Robbie gets credit, and he takes it. And that's right. Zoles didn't say it. I did. Nonsense.
Starting off hot.
Right out of the box.
Everybody, here, just everybody buckle your seatbelts, because this is going to be an interesting 20 minutes or so.
Okay.
Because I'm raring to go.
Okay.
So first, I got two things with Robbie.
Okay.
That and another one. We'll do that first. But okay. I want to thank one of our listeners.
Kevin wanted to know.
Kevin Allen is paying attention.
Since we had rain over the weekend, hopefully Rick kept his sunroof and windows closed.
Yes to both.
Oh, good, good.
So thank you for paying attention.
Lesson learned.
And then we'll tee it up here. Do you want to start with
there's something before that.
Okay. Okay, so,
you know, you guys know probably about half the mornings when the games end late, I get up somewhere around 4:45,
right,
in that neighborhood. And I prepare the sports, and like on a Monday like today, when you have Jets, Giants, Yankees, Mets,
right,
and you got to get it inside 55 seconds,
yeah.
Oh, my God. Sometimes when you say the name Aaron Rodgers, it stays on your brain. Robbie, please play the report that you supposedly took out of the rotation.
because you made me redo it,
which I thank you. And then I hear this driving here, and I almost crashed my car. Go ahead.
The Yankees slipped past the Blue Jays 4-3. Aaron Rodgers stole a run with a diving catch, drew three walks, swiped second.
Well, it was on air. It was on air. They heard it.
Yeah. Oh, so it's me saying that in the Yankee game.
Judge.
Aaron Rodgers made a diving catch, stole a base, and then scored on a run.
Yeah, I didn't hear that one.
So, of course not, because you were in the studio having Marmo Monday that I named. I'm driving and going, what are you doing?
There's two reports.
So me and Robbie got a problem today.
Take a blood pressure today, Tom.
I know,
you look great. You look great.
I live it.
Cool, calm. I know.
All right, now we can talk about that woman.
Okay. And this was the second point that Kevin wanted to know about. He wanted to know if we were going to be morning. Did you get to see the Karen Phillies fan during the game?
Well, first, if your real name is Karen,
we apologize.
In this day and age, I feel bad for you, because now the name Karen denotes idiot, moron, jerk. That's what Karen is. I don't know if there's a male version of that.
I'm not sure yet.
But for women, it's Karen. Yeah, so there's this lady at a ball game. A ball is hit to left field, a home run by Harrison Bader, who played for the Mets and the Yankees.
Right?
And it is hit the rope below her. She bends over, and a guy from about 12 feet away runs across, picks it up off the ground, goes to his kid, hands it to his kid, and this woman follows him and verbally starts assaulting her. First of all, if you see the video, it looks like the second coming of Jesse Raphael. Do you remember her? She was
with the two-tone hair?
The two-tone hair and the glasses, that would protect her if she was welding
Sally
somewhere.
Yeah. Right.
And she starts screaming at the guy, demanding that it's her ball.
Yeah.
That's not how it works in a major league stadium. You don't own the air in and around your seat. If you catch the ball, you keep the ball. If it hits your hands and you drop it and someone else picks it up, you've lost the ball.
On the ground, fair game.
She was completely, horrendously wrong in what she did. And if you watch the video, the dad looks like someone took a cattle prod to his backside.
Yeah, right.
Because he looks completely shocked.
Yeah.
Then he does what I guess any male would do that isn't very sure of himself. He just gave her the ball.
Took it out of the kid's glove.
His own son. Like, what are you doing? But then here's what happens. First, the team they were playing, the Miami Marlins, saw it on TV, and they were horrified.
Yeah.
They send the kid a gift pack for him and his sister.
Swag bag. Yeah.
Then the Phillies send a gift pack for him and his sister. Then they invite the kid underneath to the clubhouse to meet Harrison Bader, get an autographed ball and an autographed bat.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the fans are booing the Karen. She's giving everybody the finger.
Right.
And it didn't stop. They kept booing her the entire time. They're cursing at
Jerry Springer show, right?
Oh, my God.
So you thought I was kidding. You need to see this video.
Oh, you didn't see it, Rob?
There was so much going on this weekend. I couldn't.
It was ridiculous.
Just Google Philly Karen. Oh, yeah. And you'll see the video. It's unbelievable. Now,
so the male version
is
Kevin.
Is it really?
No way. Is it really?
It what? Is.
I didn't know that. Got down.
It is. So Kevin sent me the note
right away. Everybody on the internet, because remember on the internet, you know the dude and the girl who got caught at the concert.
Who
weren't together.
Oh yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right. That's
so
a big
immediately
one.
The internet finds these things out
and just blows them.
We still don't know who the real Karen is. They found one woman who immediately thought it was, and she had a sense of humor about the whole thing.
Yeah.
She goes, first of all, I'd like to be that weight, because she's kind of puffy. Then she goes, second of all, I'm a Red Sox fan, and third, I have class.
Oh, nice.
It's not me.
Nice, nice.
Then they found another woman, and they said that she got fired because of this, and she's an administrator of some school district, and that's not the same woman. She got fired for other reasons, but not that. So there are multiple stories.
Oh, boy.
To date, we don't know, and I can guarantee you it'll come out. That this story is running on the Today Show, Good Morning America. It's running on all the news shows. I assume by the time my show goes on the air tonight, we will know who this miserable sack of hamster poop is. By the time I go on the air. And I can't wait to spill the beans on her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
what
yeah,
a
yeah.
miserable human being. And then somebody who's brilliant. I don't remember what movie series. I hope Robbie, you can help me with this.
Oh, boy.
Gollum?
Gollum. Lord of the Rings.
There's a picture of her holding the ball and staring at it like she
had the ring.
And someone superimposed Gollum's face on her. It is brilliant. So America hates this woman, and justifiably so. As much as everybody else who gets caught, like the guy at the U.S. Open who snatched...
CEO of...
That guy got in all kinds of trouble, and it cost him a bunch of clients. It literally lost him millions of dollars. Yeah.
Piotr Zarek, the CEO of Polish Paving Company.
Thank you.
And he profusely apologized.
And he gave the kid a gift pack, all that stuff, but he lost a ton of money on it.
Oh, yeah.
When you get caught being a jerk on social media... Every bad thing that happens to you, you deserve.
Yeah.
So hopefully tonight from 6 to 7 when I'm on the air doing the show, sports show live here on the Beacon, we will have an answer to who the Karen is.
But you could say the dad kind of, you know, allowed the kid to get a whole bunch of swag.
Nonsense. Nonsense.
All
right.
I don't know.
You're a dad. Do you take it out of your son's glove?
Probably not.
Robbie, I know we're really pushing the
oh, boy.
You're not even a zygote status.
No, no.
If it's your son, do you take the ball out of his glove and give it to
Absolutely
her?
Absolutely not, no.
Tom, I know you're a pacifist.
No.
But good things happened as a result, no?
Yes.
I mean, you know, so
he's a bigger man than me.
That's good karma coming back to you.
It is.
Like, the dad couldn't predict that in the moment. It's like, both teams are going to give me good stuff. Like, it was just, he literally saw, like, fine, whatever, I'll give up. He was the pacifist there.
I thought I read, too, where they're going to get World Series ticks.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not over with.
Yeah.
So, listen, great story. We have a villain because America loves villains.
Yeah.
And
maybe it comes out that it's the kid's aunt. That just staged this
whole thing.
I'm going to go after this ball.
At the U.S. Open had great outcomes. And I could see where the paving contractor was from Poland. It was the Polish player, and he got.
No excuses. Guys are jerks.
I know.
Took it out of the kid's hand. Come on.
All right, let's talk New York football or Jersey
football.
Do we
have enough time? Or?
No.
Oh, we got
that ate up the whole break.
Let's get into sports report, and it's 8:15 on Hudson Valley Focus Live with some help of your friends at Atlas Star Copiers, and then back to sports on the Beacon.
Wake up informed. It's Hudson Valley Focus with Tom Sipas on the Beacon.
8:20 on Hudson Valley Focus on the Beacon. So you want to talk about sports?
Well, that was sports.
that was an event at a sports game.
That was
game.
The Who won the game? Let me ask you a question. When was the last time
this many people in the country were talking about the Marlins?
Yeah, they won.
Well, they won a series.
Yeah. They won a series.
But it's been a long time since anybody was talking this excitedly about the Marlins.
The Yankees. Didn't they beat the Yankees like 03 or something?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, they did.
Curt Schilling.
No, that was Arizona.
That was Arizona.
The bloody sock. That was the Red Sox, actually.
Yeah, that was the Red Sox, yeah.
All right, so want to talk about football?
Yeah, it was your first NFL week.
Well, here's the deal. First of all, I was shocked that the Chiefs lost in Brazil. They didn't play very well. But first game, lots of teams don't necessarily play well in their first game.
Especially in a different continent.
Yes, indeed. And I heard Travis Kelce wasn't sure where he was, which I think is pretty funny.
His head was probably at the honeymoon or something.
Well, no, he traveled there to watch his girlfriend or his fiance play a concert, so he's familiar. He's been there, like, recently.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to have a really different slant on New York football than most people will have on New York
including
football today.
Including the Bills?
No, I don't count the Bills in New York. I never have.
See?
No respect. They get no respect.
Zero. In fact, last night's game was ridiculous.
I know.
Did anybody watch it?
I heard the last second field goal.
Oh, my
right?
God. It was a shootout.
Yeah.
So I had liked the Bills. I admire the Bills. They're not a New York team. And it's ridiculous that there's two Jersey teams that we call New York teams, but life is bizarre and women steal baseballs, whatever. It's going to have a different slant than most people because I can just imagine the vitriol and the hate that most people are going to talk about the Giants and the Jets. But to me, as a football fan and a Giant fan since Fran Tarkenton was their quarterback, I am not upset at all with – I watched both games. I think the Jets made many steps from where they were last year.
Yeah.
And I think the Giants made strides too. It's the same problem they've had for years. Their offensive line can't give their quarterback any time.
Right.
Russell Wilson was running for his life all day. Here's a stat that I find remarkable. That 50% of his drop-ups were high-pressure situations. Mm-hmm. Normally you're talking about 20, 25 maybe.
Yeah.
Half of the times he dropped back to pass, he was running for his life. Now, they look like they have some weapons as receivers. Their tight end is decent. Yeah. Running back had nothing because if the line can't block for the quarterback, they're not blocking for the tailback either. Defense played well in stretches. I think both teams are going to be much better than they were last year. And if you're a football fan in New York, that's all you want. Improve.
Yeah.
Suck less.
Well, it's interesting now because one of the biggest overreactions on this Monday is Jackson Dart will be the New York Giants starting quarterback by the end of September.
And if they do, they're out of their mind. And here's why. They ruined Daniel Jones. There are three quarterbacks in the NFL right now who came from either the Jets or Giants who all started yesterday, who both teams gave up on and said were miserable. 2-3 won, and the third, Darnold, he was driving for the winning score, and then there was a fumble. So Daniel Jones, the guy who I always said was a good quarterback, he's now got a home in Baltimore. He won yesterday.
Indianapolis.
What did I say? Jones.
Baltimore. You went back to the 80s and 70s.
Okay. Bubba Smith.
But what Dave says is the O-line is be-all and end-all for quarterback.
Yes, it is.
You got to block, pass protect, or run.
And the Giants have had a terrible offensive line for the last 6 or 7 years.
And Andrew Thomas, the dude that's, you know, the be-all, end-all.
He's made out of marzipan.
Exactly.
So he was hurt again and couldn't play. And here's another thing that I just find humorous as hell. Jet fans couldn't wait to get rid of the guy who beat them yesterday. No, Not only did he beat them, he beat the snot out of them.
Yeah.
4 touchdowns, 3 through the air, 1 on the ground.
Is that Aaron Judge?
Yeah, Aaron Judge.
Aaron Judge had a few home runs at MetLife,
For those who couldn't see me, I just slapped Anthony.
No violence here, no violence.
Calling by his government name, too. That's even funnier.
So, you know, there's another quarterback New York couldn't wait to get rid of, and he showed that there's still gas in the tank. So by starting Dart before he's ready is ridiculous. Is it an argument to say that right now, for the last several years, the best quarterback in the NFL has been Mahomes?
Oh, yeah.
And secondary, the guy in Buffalo who I guess also plays in New York?
Josh Allen, yeah.
All right, so Mahomes sat for a full year behind the quarterback that was in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with learning the game. The Giants have two pretty good quarterbacks right now. Let those guys finish the season and let Let him learn the game, and then you give him the reins next year.
Yeah.
But let him learn.
And go get some offensive line guys.
The GM and the head coach are fearing for their job.
Yeah.
They need to create wins. In order to create wins, you need to do something exciting to shake up the locker room, to shake up the offense. So they might be tempted to say, you know what, let's start the kid.
Yeah, I think they'll give him 3 or 4 games.
Yeah, like maybe in December.
Yeah.
Not now. Yeah. Let the kid watch.
Yeah.
Remember, Eli Manning.
Right.
They benched a quarterback that went on to then go to the Super Bowl without the Giants.
Kurt Warner, right. Yeah.
Not that Eli Manning didn't turn out to be a great quarterback, but they just said, okay, Kirk, you're done. And then he goes someplace else and he gets him to that team to a Super Bowl. And I believe he lost by like a foot and a half.
Yeah.
Remember that last pass?
Yeah.
The slant across the middle, the guy got tackled like on the 1 yard line.
Yes.
No, he won that Super Bowl.
Kurt Warner?
Yeah, that's the Rams Super Bowl you're talking about, right? Yeah, he won that one.
Oh, then it was another one. Where
it was the Arizona one when he was with the Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, he was with the Cardinals. He won the. That's right. They were the greatest show on dirt, on turf. That's what they were called. The greatest show on turf.
I
got it mixed up.
Yeah.
But still, that guy went to 2 Super Bowls after the Giants said, "You know what? Let's give the kid the reins. Stop that nonsense. Let the young quarterback learn." And there are 2 veterans who can play. Russell Wilson looked pretty good yesterday. When was the last time you saw a Giant quarterback evading the rush and not panicking while he's evading the rush?
He's a pro. He's the guy's excellent.
And so he can throw the ball down the field. Exactly. And the backup is pretty damn exciting too. So Giants,
Winston,
please.
Yeah.
And the Jets are going to be much better.
Yeah, I mean, the Jets went toe-to-toe with the Steelers. I mean, it wasn't that big of a blowout at all. I mean, they lost by a 60-yard field goal.
Not only that, did you see the last play?
Garrett
Wilson literally almost got decapitated.
Yeah, no, he got stamped on the field. Yeah.
Yeah, he got, and if you showed him on the bench after the game, he still didn't know where he was.
Yeah.
He just sat on the bench and figured out, oh my God, I just got hit by
a
train.
So what's a successful year for both teams? 7 wins, 8 wins?
I think 6 wins.
6 wins.
If both teams win 6 games or more, that's a good year. You're still going to get a decent draft pick for next year, and hopefully they both pick linemen.
Yeah,
I mean the Jets
get some fat guys.
I feel like the Jets feel like, I don't know, it's one of those wins, very in quotation wins for the Jets yesterday. I mean, they played really well against a playoff team that they should have been outmatched by, starting off with their first year quarterback in Justin Fields, trying
that.
It out.
What if Rodgers is playing quarterback for the Jets yesterday?
That's a good question.
That's why I posed it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm good at this.
Maybe it's just situation, the environment. Aaron Rodgers just kind of, he did not like the bed that he made, and he just wanted out. He kind of realized, hey, I did a really bad job.
No, the Jets wanted him out. He was hanging on for as long as he could, waiting for them to re-sign.
It was bad news in a clubhouse, I think.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Well, he is everywhere.
Well, I feel
he's
like
not a good dude.
He was disgruntled on both sides, too, I feel. Like, not just organizationally.
I'm telling you, he wanted to come back. If the Jets had offered him a contract, he would have come back. There's no doubt in my mind. But he was making excuses. Yeah, that's right. Well, I'm going to move on. Blah, blah. No, man. It's like, she doesn't like you? Well, then I don't like her.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, fair enough.
That's
yeah.
what it was. Yeah. So imagine if he's quarterback in the Jets yesterday. The Jets made strides. The Giants made strides. Not enough for yesterday. But I think moving forward, they're going to be decent. They're not going to be really competitive. They're not going to be a 500 team yet. But they're both going to win 6-ish games. Listen, Las Vegas thinks the Giants are going to be better than the Jets. And the odds on that the Jets are going to be worse than the Giants, but I think they're going to be pretty equal.
Close, yeah. Tom, did you watch any tennis?
Let's not talk about tennis. Who cares about tennis? This is my segment.
I'm asking Tom.
No.
I'm asking
Tom. Talk about baseball before I actually
talk about baseball. The only thing I watched was the President Trump being welcomed to the U.S. Open.
Okay, there you go.
Wait, he wasn't welcomed, was he?
Well,
I don't know much about tennis, but I'm pretty sure I heard he got...
He got 51% of the fans approved that he was there. 49% did not.
And they were way louder.
It was surprising, the
reaction.
Reception.
So, Anthony.
Yes, sir.
When you're doing your segment, do I come in and talk about jobs?
No, but you're not here. You're not here. So
all right, Monday I'm coming early.
I'm going to talk about jobs, dropping bombs. Let's do that.
Now I got 2
Yankees.
Minutes to talk about
Yankees.
The Yankees. The Yankees are back.
You don't even have 2 minutes.
In the division.
Right.
Now 2 games out. They played well against Toronto, and the Mets continue to hiccup. Everybody have a great day. Check me out at 6 tonight. Hopefully we find out Karen's real name.
And you can call in at 845-831-1147. It is that simple.
All right.
See that? And I get to relax
I'll tell you,
for that time.
Amazing.
So,
Yeah.
Now you can ask your tennis question.
Yeah, no, I was just curious. It was an Italian dude in the finals.
The only thing I saw was I watched the one video where the president was there, and it was a. I'm sure there were people booing, but overall the response was extremely positive to the dismay of many.
I get amazed that they hit a ball like 120, 130 miles an hour on a serve. I mean, that's like holy crow.
Well, Tony, it's always a pleasure to have you here.
Same. It's
Tony
always great.
Marmo,
thanks.
Norman
Appreciate
Staffing.
The opportunity.
And
listeners, see you soon.
We'll be back in a minute here on Hudson Valley Focus Live on The Beacon. I want to talk about Maha.